kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa Australia Explained, ang SBS audio podcast na gagabay sa inyong pamumuhay sa Australia.
Ang hurado o jury ay isang pangunahing bahagi ng legal system ng Australia. Bilang isang Australian citizen, ito ay kanilang tungkulin para maglingkod at kapag ikaw ay tinawag, maaaring pagmultahin kung hindi sumunod. Ang serbisyo bilang hurado ay nagbibigay daan sa mga miyembro ng komunidad na aktibong makilahok sa pamamahala ng hustisya. Ito ang pinaunawa ni Dr. Andrew Burke, isang senior lecturer sa Macquarie Law School at Juris Doctor Director.
Juries are a way of involving the community in the legal process. And in that sense, juries are part of Australian democracy, so that when somebody is charged with a serious crime, the people who get to decide if that person is guilty or not is not a lawyer or a judge, but 12 ordinary members of the community who make up the jury.
Samantala, ipinaliwanag ni Jack Horan, ang Associate Professor sa Faculty of Law ng Monash University, ang mga juries ay ginagamit lamang para sa ilang uri ng mga paglilitis.
The juries in Australia are only in cases that are very serious. So we have them for murder trials, armed robbery trials, and trials of sexual assault. The less serious criminal cases like theft are just heard without a jury with a judge.
Sinabi ni Mark Nolan, ang director ng Center for Law and Justice at Charles Sturt University, random ang pagpili ng mga jury mula sa listahan ng mga butante ng bansa.
Usually you would receive a letter that says you have been summoned for jury duty. Go to this website and fill in a survey and tell us about yourself and tell us whether you think you can sit on a trial and be a juror. Sometimes it might ask you questions about your English language proficiency. Sometimes it might ask you questions about your work, whether you know someone who is involved in the case or not.
Ang jury ay karaniwang binubuo ng 12 jurors, ngunit minsan ay mas kaunti. Dagdag ni Dr. Horan, sa mga seryosong kasong kriminal, hindi laging pareho ang bilang ng mga hurado.
It depends on the different parts of Australia where you're in, but usually it's 12. In some places in Australia, they actually have juries for civil cases like they do in America. So there might be a civil case of somebody suffering a major injury, perhaps in a hospital, and that they can sue the hospital or the doctors. And that case in some places like Victoria, you can actually have a jury of 6 people who hear that case.
Samantala, dagdag ni Dr. Burke, sa ilang mga pagkakataon, maaaring ma-exempt ang isang kandidato ng jury. Tulad kung ito ay isang single parent at maliliit pa ang mga bata. O kaya'y ang isang tao ay may negosyo at ang kanilang pagliban ay makakaapekto dito.
The Jury Act exempts some categories of people from jury duty. For example, lawyers. I'm exempt from being a juror because I'm a lawyer. Also, people with very important jobs. If you are an emergency doctor or a nurse during a pandemic, for example, you don't have to be a juror.
Kung ang isang tao ay may problema sa pandinig, may seryosong isyo sa kalusugan o carer ng mga matatanda at hindi sila makaalis, maaari silang ma-exempt. Sinabi din ni Dr. Burke na kung ang isang juror ay nararamdaman na hindi siya makakapagtagal sa buong haba ng paglilitis, dapat niya itong ipaalam bago magsimula ang paglilitis.
At the very beginning, before the trial starts, the judge or the Crown Prosecutor will give a brief description to the jurors to say that this is what the charge is and this is what the sort of evidence that you're going to hear. So, of course, many trials might involve upsetting evidence and photographs and so on. So they describe that and they'll say, if any of you think that you are unable to do this, unable to be impartial about the evidence, then say so now and you can be excused.
Dagdag pa nito, kapag nagsimula na ang paglilitis, kailangang marinig ng hurado ang lahat ng ebidensya.
So the jury must be there for all the evidence. So all the witnesses giving evidence, they see all of the photographs, any video, DNA, any of that kind of evidence, but they're out of the courtroom when there are arguments about what the law is, and then when those arguments are settled, they come back in and the judge will explain to the jury what law they must apply to decide guilt or not guilty.
Kapag ang mga hurado ay naitalaga na, kadalasan silang binibigyan ng instruction na huwag makipag-usap kanino man tungkol sa kaso o maghanap ng impormasyon online. Karaniwang naglilingkod ang mga hurado sa mga paglilitis na tumatagal ng 7 hanggang 12 araw. Ngunit may mga mas masalimuot na kaso tulad ng mga kinasasangkutan ng hinihinalang terorista ang maaaring tumagal ng ilang buwan o higit pa sa 1 taon. Kaya madalas tinatanong ang mga hurado tungkol sa kanilang availability ng maaga kung sila ay maaaring mapili para sa partikular na mahabang paglilitis.
And once all the witnesses have been heard and all the evidence is given into court, if there's documents, the jury are then given those documents and they're given the transcript of the court case and they're put into a jury deliberation room and they're asked to deliberate. And it can take some time, several hours, for the 12 people to talk through all the issues to make sure that they're satisfied that either the defendant is guilty beyond reasonable doubt, or if they're unsure, that the finding would be not guilty.
Sinabi din ni Dr. Horan na ang hurado ay kailangang makuha ang unanimous verdict o maiisang hatol, o sa ilang kaso, ang hatol na 11 laban sa 1 ay accepted.
Whilst the serious cases like murder in most parts of Australia require all 12 jurors to agree, there are some times where only 11 out of the 12 jurors need to agree for a verdict to be accepted by the judge from the jury. So, for example, it might be a sexual assault case and 11 of the jurors perhaps agree that the defendant is guilty and one of the jurors does not. That will be sufficient for the court to accept the jury's verdict to be guilty of the offences charged beyond reasonable doubt.
Ang tanong, paano kung hindi magkasundo ang mga hurado? Ito ang ipiniliwanag ni Dr. Burke.
If the jury cannot agree, 12-0 or 11-1, then it's what's known as a hung jury. And that means that there must be a new trial, start all over again with a new trial and different jury. Or at that point, the prosecution can say, well, we give up. We're not going to win, so we give up. The prosecution would usually give up after maybe 2 or 3 goes.
Ipinaliwanag din ni Dr. Horan, ang isang juror ay binabayaran para sa bawat araw nitong paglilingkod.
It is a requirement of everybody's boss that they paid the equivalent of what they'd normally be paid for if they were going to work, but they actually go into jury service. So each state and territory gives you some money each day that you attend jury service, but if that's not the same as how much you normally earn, then your boss still has to cover that.
Ayon sa mga eksperto, bagamat karamihan sa mga tao ay may pag-aalinlangan sa simula tungkol sa paglilingkod sa jury, ang mga nakaranas nito ay kadalasang pinaghahalagahan ang pagkakataong iyon.
It's not very often in your life that you get to do somebody else's job for a week or two. But in this case, citizens are able to be a judge and see how the justice system works. And it's a very fascinating once-in-a-lifetime experience that after you've done it, you really appreciate it. And research has shown that people are happy to do it again once they've done it once.
Mag-subscribe o i-follow ang Australia Explained podcast para sa karagdagang mahalagang impormasyon at mga tips tungkol sa pagsisimula ng bagong buhay sa Australia. Mayroon ka bang mga tanong o ideya sa paksa? Mag-email sa australiaexplained@sbs.com.au. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Jara Pasano na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Inyong napakinggan ang isang SBS audio podcast. Para sa iba pang nilalaman ng Australia Explained, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/australiaexplained. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.